Well, hello everyone and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, this week you have both of us in the saddle. That's neither right. One of us are in jail, or hauling across country somewhere. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing okay also. I have Friday shoulder surgery day after tomorrow. So.
And then right after that, I told the church they cut you off here and you're good.
Hey, nobody will notice any difference. There's no brain activity now anyway.
Cindy
so,
will.
Well, that's
Cindy
what she
will.
Was.
She'll have a big load off of her back.
She won't have to hear the chirping.
And she's a little thing anyway, and she's been carrying you around all these years.
You'll be taller than I am for the first time.
I will
that's
be.
Exactly. You can lord it over me. So
I started to say I'd be smarter, but...
I'm not sure. Even brain dead, I think it'd be even. Well, of course, this is Dan right. Fisher. I am Paul Blair. And together we are trying to wreck this church in record time. No, we're
not just our church.
Not just our church, but others.
Oh, others. We're spreading this virus. If I'm going to go down with the ship, I
we don't want to be alone.
With me
that's
as
exactly
I can.
Right. Now, what's the topic today? I hear rumors. What are we talking about?
Reasons that we think Paul Blair is not going to go to heaven. The problem is there's no way that in one podcast we could even get started. So we're going to bypass that. It's too easy.
There is some evidence that would lead you to conclude that.
Tell you, there's all kinds
but
of
the
evidence.
Grace of God and the finished work of Jesus is my hope.
You got to remember even those have limits.
So you're a Calvinist. That was Shane.
You know, let's go. Another,
what are we talking
reason.
About?
There's
I don't even know.
Reason.
How did we get here? Where did
your bad leadership?
David's fault.
That's how. It is David's fault. Okay, what we're going to talk about for just a little while here, since we've already burned 2 minutes, is censorship and how that may affect people's churches like our own, mm-hmm. so we can tell our story. And then maybe encourage the other guys to begin to think about what are they going to do if that comes their way and what should be our approach as far as are we worried about being censored or whatever. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Freedom of speech, censorship.
Sure.
And of course, you know, when we do our conferences, one of the things I talk about in our Monday sessions is the fact that, before a tyrant can enslave your body.
Yeah.
First, they have to enslave your mind.
Right.
And
which wouldn't take very long in your
Well, three things they do. They first will nationalize education.
Yep.
They want to get control of the next generation. So if they can't
convince
Dan Fisher, well, eventually Dan Fisher's going to, Fisher. But we get your kids. And if we've got your kids and we've got the next generation every after
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
And then the second thing they have to do is they have to control the narrative. Because none of us, we live in a huge country. I don't think any of us realize just how big the 48 contiguous United States are
huge.
Compared to Europe and other parts of the
world. Oh, gosh, yeah.
But there's no way we can be eyewitnesses to everything.
No.
So our response, whether we're angry about something or whether we're calm about something, whether we panic and everybody runs to put on masks, which don't stop a vaccine, but because of the constant drumbeat in the narrative, we're convinced that we've got to wear four of them now. Of course, fortunately, we never did.
No.
In fact, I'm thankful that I've never seen you in a mask. You actually
would
look better in a mask or a muzzle.
I'm thinking from here to here mask, though, for you. Not just here.
Just to some eye slots. Yeah. So a jihadi is basically what you – no. So anyway, so they must control the narrative. Because if they can control our response, then they can literally control us.
Yep, that's right.
And that's why the public town square freedom of speech is so dangerous to any kind of tyranny.
Yeah,
because
you can't
they can't afford to let you hear the other side of the story.
No, of course not. No, and that's why normally the left mm-hmm. will not debate us on the facts.
No.
So what they will always resort to is throwing stones mm-hmm. and trying to destroy your character, your reputation, because they can't actually compete with the facts because the facts are not on their side.
And think about it. That's biblical. You know, you think
of
back,
course it
how
is.
Did they attack Jeremiah? Well, one of the things they did was they couldn't intimidate him or bully him. Mm-hmm. They tried to destroy his reputation.
Of course.
What'd they do with the Apostle Paul?
Of course.
Oh, he's not really an apostle. You know, he's just out here trying to make a buck. And they tried to destroy
exactly
him.
Exactly right.
They can't.
Jesus is illegitimate.
Exactly.
I mean, who is he?
You can't win on the debate and on the arguments, on the merits mm-hmm. of the arguments. Then you try to destroy the messenger, which is, of course, what they're trying to do.
Well, and in our experience, what it has done is it's caused us to realize just how important freedom of speech yep. is and why that founding and then later framing generation were willing to do what they did to try to ensure that yep. if they didn't experience freedom of speech, their children and their grandchildren would. And so we have, of course, have grown up in a land that at least we thought was free mm-hmm. and we've had freedom of speech. And now all of a sudden we're being censored left and right by so-called private companies, but we all know that they're really in bed with the government, vice versa. And so they're really kind of private public mm-hmm. and they're giving them special, meaning they, the government are giving these companies special privileges because they're claiming to be a platform, but the truth is they're editing.
Yep.
And so they're using the law against us when really they're breaking the law.
The government, rather than actually infringing on our rights themselves.
Because they can't.
They're
First Amendment stands
right,
in the way.
They're in partnership with these supposedly public platforms.
Yeah.
And the private free market, which is not really any more private.
No, it isn't.
But anyway, they are the ones that are doing the censoring in collusion with the government.
Yeah, and
the
course,
end is the same.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's two statuses. If you have a public platform, you can either allow all opinions to be shared equally as long as they're not immoral or not threatening people's mm-hmm. lives, and you don't edit.
Yeah.
And then you receive special protection from the government. Or you can claim editing privileges mm-hmm. and you don't get all of the special protections, and there's a lot of liability that comes with that. And so what's happening is these platforms are claiming to be fair and open, to be protected from all liability, but then they're also acting like an editor mm-hmm. where they're coming in and censoring mm-hmm. people's speech.
Mm-hmm.
So now how is that? I mean, we kind of have seen over the last 2 or 3 years with Trump and others and countless millions that have been kicked off Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So we all know that there's a personal price, but how does this work with our church? So what, Paul, why don't you share what happened with us? In fact, it's more than once yep. that yep. it's happened. So share what happened.
Well, we are in a constant battle with the social media, and thank the Lord that Elon Musk, at least to this point, it seems like he is yeah. genuine, and I hope yeah. that he is.
I think he believes in free speech.
I think he believes in free
speech. He's probably
speech.
Not on our side, right. but he does believe in free speech.
But in these platforms that enable us to get our message to a larger audience than yeah. just our congregation.
Sure.
Of course, you know, we've been on radio for years, but with social media, with the internet, we're able to literally, in fact, we got a correspondence from somebody in Australia a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Literally, we reach
Must
around
have a
the
lot
world.
Time on his
yeah,
hand.
Reach anyway. Around the world. But we've seen, we've been taken off of Facebook. We've had countless things removed from Facebook saying, you know, this, violates this or violates that, which is a floating standard that they determine. And
yeah,
then most recently,
they're the arbiters.
We were using Vimeo. Of course, we're not dumb enough to just have all of our, eggs in one basket. But Vimeo took us down, saying that what we did in one of our last conferences, I think it was Coeur d'Alene, did not meet their standards, and they took us off Vimeo. No, yeah. Now we've moved over to Rumble. You know, we've got to yeah. stay one step
sure.
ahead of them. But the important thing is that I think we should be encouraged that we must be over the target yeah. if we're catching a lot of flack.
Yeah.
But we also have to be just downright stubborn and persistent. We've got to be smart that we're getting our message out on multi-levels on different platforms. And then whenever they take us down off something, that just ought to add more fuel to the fire that we're in the yeah. right area and just continue to press
well,
on.
Well, and YouTube has also given
oh,
us some,
yeah.
some hard times. And this is not the first time that Vimeo has shut us down. About 3 or 4 years ago, the same thing happens. Now, in this particular instance, we think that they were responding to Dr. Lee Merritt.
Probably, yeah.
And that she probably yeah. Had the audacity
yep.
to disagree with the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find incredibly ironic is that here you have doctors with just as much education, mm-hmm. with the same degree as those who work for the CDC, and yet the CDC
right.
is smarter. So they know more than other doctors. And of course, we won't get into all of this, but there are thousands of medical doctors all over the country that refuse to abide by the CDC guidelines.
Consider the Barrington Declaration yeah, early on in the pandemic. I mean, this were some the most renowned doctors nationally, internationally, and they were immediately attacked,
yeah.
trying to destroy their reputation.
Yeah.
And then the message was debunked and taken down as misinformation.
Of course.
Well, now, 2 years later, we're seeing that, no, it actually was exactly
yeah.
right. And we're seeing Pfizer, and we're seeing all these companies come out and admit what we knew was correct.
Exactly. And if you follow Epic Times, it's almost every day, but every two or three days, another CDC admission is being made. Well, okay, we didn't really give you the full story on this, so we didn't. And if you remember Dr. Robert Malone, who is the guy that is single-handed, although I'm sure there were many scientists involved, but he's kind of given credit for inventing the mRNA technology.
Right.
Has been censored and they've come after
him. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
No,
he's one of the inventors of it, but he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's a moron. But if you remember back when, Ben Carson had the audacity at that prayer breakfast with then President Barack Obama to actually speak against Obama's programs. Carson said that he had never been audited by the IRS before that. And just months after that, he was audited three different times. So this whole concept of shutting people up. So here we are. We have the audacity to disagree with the government officials. And so what does Vimeo do? Private public partnership. They shut us down.
Permanently. We have been permanently kicked off Vimeo. We will never get back on again.
Life sentence.
No appeal. That's exactly right.
So what, I guess what I would want to ask then is, number one, should pastors be contouring their message to keep from getting kicked off of these, first of all?
Let me address that. Let me say this first, because you just triggered this. Think of how vehemently they are attacking the truth tellers.
Oh, of course.
And just an example. I would not have called Donald Trump a Republican or a conservative 10 years ago.
No.
I mean, I was not even a Trump fan. I mean, it's like, Donald Trump, rich guy in New York. Yeah, I see him on
Love Now. Too.
Yeah, I never watched his show. You're fired. Yeah.
I didn't care.
I didn't like him or dislike him. I was completely neutral.
Sure.
Now, I loved his policies and became a supporter.
Of course.
Look at this man that 10 years ago would have been beloved by the liberals.
Oh, he was the darling of the media in those days.
Now he's toxic.
Oh, the hate is good.
Take a look at Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Just 3 or 4 years ago, he was a hero. Electric cars, and Tesla, and everything was trendy. Richest man in the world. Now he has the audacity to come out and not trumpet the party line or the company line. And he also is a threat to civilization.
Or spend over $40 billion on a company and then has the right to fire individuals. And that's wrong. All of a sudden.
Here's what we've got to do. All we can affect is the area that we have some effect over.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody has been entrusted. You know, God has entrusted us all with different opportunities, different gifts, different responsibilities. So whether it's your family or your small church of 50, your moderate church of 300 to 400, your large church of 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000, or whatever world you happen to be in, you've got to make sure and adamantly continue to repeat and tell the truth.
I agree.
That is the remedy for lies and deception and error. Truth, light overcomes darkness. Truth overcomes deception.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are going to do everything they can to intimidate you, to bully you, to scare you, to make your life difficult. Well, that just, when you're over the drop zone, that's when you're receiving most of the ACAC.
Yeah.
And so that should just encourage us to double down.
So never give up, never give up, never give up, like Winston Churchill says.
Yep.
So we never do that. Okay, so we notice recently, it's over 25 now, but these pro-life activists who typically are trying to obey the law, and of course you've got the new FACE law in place, and I don't know how new it is, but they have gone in the wee hours of the morning to some of these people's homes with 20 or 30 FBI agents all waving fully automatic weapons around. One particular instance, the guy's kids are up on top of the stairs just crying their eyes out. He goes peacefully because he's afraid that if gunfire begins, that his kids will be hit or whatever. So they're using this to silence these guys. And of course, the FACE law, I'm not sure what all the letters stand for, but it's about blocking entrance to an abortion place. Well, most of these guys are not blocking the entrance.
Right.
People can still get in. So they're technically not doing what FACE says that they can't
do. So that's a lie.
Right. Yeah. So eventually I think they're going to be exonerated. But what are we to do in the face of that kind of thing? Just kind of roll up in a fetal position and say, we'll wait till the government's better, or?
Well,
go ahead and speak out.
I would encourage people that are watching this podcast, go to our website, libertypastors.com, and do a search in our sermons for critical thinking. Because we've done some, of our conferences. Yeah. We've dealt with this. We have got to become critical thinkers. You know, Acts 17:11, the Bereans were complimented by Paul because they politely listened to everything he had to say, but then they got in the Bible to make sure that Paul was accurate.
What Bible?
The Old Testament was all they had. The first 39 books or 24 in the Tanakh, but how you arranged it. But yeah, the Old Testament was what the New Testament church was fed with for the first 2 decades. So first of all, we need to be knowledgeable about all of the Bible, not just like passages.
Exactly.
But on anything that you hear, and I've got this point, Dan, local media, I'm sorry, I don't even watch local media. I mean, there's a few news sources that have proven to be reliable and trustworthy. Most of those are national, so you can get some good sense of what's going on nationally or globally because some of these news sources have been proven to be very reputable. I know nobody locally in Oklahoma. I don't watch ABC, NBC, CBS anymore.
It's a waste of time.
Because I've dealt with the media personally. Running for campaign, being a pastor, standing for life issues, standing for biblical morality on sexuality.
Yeah.
I've seen them lie and distort the story so many times. I've learned I just don't
believe. Well, I wouldn't even grant interviews now.
No. Okay, they'll twist it. Yeah.
They just lie.
Unless you can do it live or you just give them a statement that they can present in whole. But be skeptical about everything you hear. So when you hear the media narrative coming, in fact, quite frankly, a perfect example is this. When I see everybody in Washington, D.C. championing that we need to send money to the Ukraine, well, I go, hey, they may be right. But then I also go, when I see the Democrats and the Republicans and all the war hawks and everybody wanting to all in agreement, I'm going, we also could be being played. So trust, but verify.
Yeah.
And anymore, it's gotten to the point where you got to verify before you even say anything.
No, that's exactly
because
right.
There's so much misinformation. And the president, for example, I've never seen, and Hillary Clinton a week ago when we all threw up watching her video, I've never seen people so comfortable looking you straight in the eye and lying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been deception. There's always been lying. Yeah. But I just am amazed that we have reached the point in our country where we have so lost any fear of God or respect for righteousness that we have these political pragmatists and members of the media that will just look you straight in the face and lie to you as plain as day.
Yeah. Or twist your words to where they make you say what you weren't saying.
No.
So here's what I would say. I would say, number one, the guys must not fear and be afraid of being censored because if they say enough, they're going to be. That's just the way it is. Second thing I would encourage pastors to do is make sure that you have a backup of all of your recordings, of everything that you might be posting on social media, because one of the things that was good for us is we didn't just count on Vimeo to be our storage facility. We had all of our stuff backed up.
We're obsessive. We have it on our own computers as well as in the cloud. I don't trust any of them.
Multiple places, even external hard drive maybe would be a good idea.
Yep.
So save everything and then just be prepared to jump to the next source and maybe start looking at some of these Christian alternatives or at least conservative alternatives.
Yep.
Like, for instance, PayPal.
Yep.
You know, they said, we didn't mean that $2,500 penalty. Well, now they've just come back out and restated it.
We're moving to Cornerstone Processing.
There you
go. Nick Hogan, a Christian. They're a Christian business. We're moving to Cornerstone, all of it. We need to start weaponizing our money. Quit funding this godless business.
I was just told by our financial secretary that QuickBooks is now requiring that she tell what everybody makes and all this kind of stuff before they'll do the payroll. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at an alternative that's a Christian. Your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, in fact, we're working on an
agreement Mobile.
With Patriot Mobile.
We've got everything
it's
back.
Done,
we're
going to
announce
deal.
That. We'll announce that within the next week.
Yeah. So go to Patriot Mobile because they at
not
least
yet. Wait this week. And,
well,
and then you'll type in the code Liberty Pastors.
But the thing is, we're at least supporting people that don't support all the crud. So we've just got to become as smart as they are and as vigilant.
Hold that thought. There's been some good pushback because there's a lot of state treasurers now.
Oh, I
that
know.
Are
going
paying attention
ESG.
To the ESG score.
Exactly right. Louisiana
money,
leads the
I
way.
Love it. Pulling money out of BlackRock, pulling money out of Vanguard. We've got to start weaponizing our money. Christian, we've got to be countercultural. We've got to have our own economy outside of the corruption.
I completely agree. So I would say have a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared. Start supporting as many conservative/Christian businesses, because one of the reasons they don't do so well is we won't support them.
Right.
We stick with who we've always had. We don't understand those people are taking our money and cutting our own throats.
It's easier just to watch Netflix rather than switching over to PureFlix.
It is. It's just,
and
it's
we've
just
become
easier.
Exactly. Well, no. You know what? Yeah. We need to struggle a little bit, make sure we do it the right thing.
You know, Paul, we've got to be somewhat militant, and I don't mean haughty and disagreeable, but we've got to understand here, we're in a fight. Mm-hmm. This is a war, not so much for my opinion or your opinion, but a war for the truth and the soul of this country. And if we don't fight it like a war and we act like we're on a cruise ship instead of a battleship, buddy, we are just nothing more than a walking target.
Buddy, you are exactly right. And they're not going to leave us alone.
They are not.
And quite frankly, they do want to put us
in jail.
That's
exactly right. Well, let me wrap up by saying that I think a good way to see where we are is to go back to the 18th century in the American colonies and see what those guys did, because they understood that they had an enemy and that enemy was trying to snuff them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they began to be proactive, committees of correspondence, committees of safety, and they had the provincial congresses. Mm-hmm. When King George was shutting down the Virginia House of Burgesses, Virginia already had a parallel Congress set up, and the other colonies did the same thing. They had the spy rings. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paul Revere doesn't just show up. Mm-hmm. He's part of a very integral spy ring that is set up to know what to do. All the Minutemen, Jonas Clark, the pastor there in Lexington. Right. They didn't just happen to have their guns that morning. They'd been drilling and preparing for months.
Exactly right.
So I think we just got to begin to think that way. We don't like it, but that's just where we are, Paul.
Diversify. Make sure and spread out your videos. Make sure you have them backed up. And be bold. You cannot It doesn't mean raising your voice. Make sure you've got solid arguments.
That's right.
Be apologists of the truth.
That's right.
And be bold, continuing to stand for the truth, whether it's the definition of male and female, gender identity.
Whatever it is.
Homosexuality versus natural sexuality, biblical marriage, whatever, abortion, everything.
We're not looking for a fight, but friends, the fight
is brought
here.
It to us.
You know, it's one of the reasons why, and we'll close with this, why the Fourth and Fifth Amendments are in our Constitution, because see, those guys were having their papers seized without proper warrants, without proper just cause, and they said no more of this. Mm-hmm. That was free speech to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we've just got to learn from their example and kind of do some of the stuff that they did.
Resistance to tyranny
is obedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Well, Paul, is that it?
That's it. Wrap us up, buddy.
Well, man, thank you so much for joining me again today. Folks, thank you for joining us. Guys, we hope that we can be helpful to you. If you ever need information, if we can help you in any way, go to libertypastors.com. And there's a lot of information there. And then you'll find a way to contact us. And we'd be happy to help you in any way that we can. Until then,
God bless you.